Many public safety departments are taking a wait-and-see approach in preparing for the likelihood of budget cuts, with the state income tax rate dropping back to 3.75% and the uncertainty over how Governor-elect Bruce Rauner's administration will deal with the shortfall. The Illinois Department of Corrections is working with Rauner's team on possible budget scenarios. Corrections spokesman Tom Scher.
So what we do is we take a look at what the percentage might be, more or less. In this case, if we're talking about a possible reduction, we're looking at that and applying it in practical terms to what the effect would be on everything from services to manpower to dietary. We do, you know, millions of meals a year, all of that.
Scher says Corrections has seen its number of employees reduced from around 17,000 workers in 2002 to about 11,000 right now, a 35% reduction. While at the same time, these fewer employees are having to deal with more inmates.
Our number of inmates has increased between 8 and 10% in the last 7 years or so, and our budget has either been trimmed 8 to 10% or remained essentially flat because some slight increases are offset by the added inmates who come in.
Anders Lindahl is a spokesperson for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the union representing prison workers. He agrees Corrections is being squeezed on both ends with fewer staff, yet more inmates. Lindahl says the state Corrections Department will run out of money in the late winter or spring of this year without a supplemental appropriation from the legislature. He says this is frightening, especially in maximum security facilities like the Menard Correctional Center in Chester, where dangerous inmates are already sharing cells. He says it's not possible for Corrections to suffer further cuts without decimating the department even further.
The only way would be by releasing inmates and closing even more prisons, destroying thousands of jobs. That's irresponsible. I haven't heard anyone advocate that.
Police and fire departments are also bracing for budget reductions. David Wickster is executive director of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He says this reminds him of the budget cuts law enforcement agencies were facing in 2008 at the beginning of the recession. He says departments dealt with it in two ways then, layoffs or concessions in their contracts to avert them.
Furlough days. There were requests to give up negotiated salary increases. There were requests to make a bigger contribution towards health insurance costs, reduce paid holidays, and premium pay.
Wickster says some departments are already laying off officers in anticipation of a funding reduction, but he says the size of a law enforcement agency is often a major factor in how it handles budget cuts, with small units unable to cut personnel. There are 68 sworn officers on the Carbondale Police Department. Mayor Don Monte says with some turnover each year, personnel cuts are not out of the question.
Something like a police department that large, if you wanted to for budgetary reasons, cut back on the number of people, one thing you could do is do it by attrition. You know, it would just be, you know, as a vacancy occurs, you don't fill it.
Monte says the fire department staffing is at a minimum level right now that does not allow for personnel cuts. He says that means the city would likely have to look at cutting incidental expenses, such as firefighter training and equipment purchases. Monte says Carbondale is already behind the eight ball because the city council has directed the city manager to find $80,000 in the budget to offset increases in police and fire pension costs. But it's not all doom and gloom. Energy Chief of Police Sean Ladd says his department has found alternative funding sources. He says it's almost unheard of for a department the size of his to have a canine unit, but his is funded entirely through local and corporate business donations.
We go out and, you know, we talk to the businesses and, you know, we talk to the people who are doing well in the community and who prosper from our money and our tax dollars being spent, you know, in this community. And we ask them to give back a little bit.
Ladd says their canine unit is fully funded by an annual fundraiser, which last year raised $25,000. The chief says this has played a huge role in allowing him to actually increase his personnel in recent years. Ladd says Energy has 28 police officers made up of 4 full-time, 15 part-time, and 9 auxiliary officers. Finding ways to cope with budget reductions have become a way of life for public safety departments. Officials say the uncertainty right now just adds to the stress for employees who already work in pressure-packed jobs. But as we've illustrated, it's also forced some of them to become more creative in how they make up for the shortfalls. Brad Palmer, WSIU Radio News.